A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News time is 3 o'clock. I'm Lindsay Ayer. It's KSL's top story this hour. A doctor at Intermountain Healthcare says it'll likely be safe to travel for the holidays with the spread of the Omicron variant if you take proper precautions. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe reports.
The newest mutation of the virus is now in more states, but Director of Epidemiology at Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital, Dr. Andrew Pavia, says travel should be safe for Christmas.
It's always hard to define how safe, but I think that if you use other sensible precautions and you've had vaccine and boosting, you can really begin to venture out.
Dr. Pavia says when you're at relatives and everyone's been careful and gotten the booster, it would also be safe to take the mask off. Amy Kobe at KSL News Radio.
More than 1,800 Utahns tested positive for COVID-19 in the last 24 hours, according to new numbers from the Utah Department of Health. The department said another 19 Utahns have died since the start of the pandemic. Right now, 513 people are hospitalized in Utah with COVID-19. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. Sheriff's detective in Michigan says they're currently searching for the parents of the Oxford High School shooting suspect, Ethan Crumbly. The pair was scheduled to surrender at 2 p.m. for a court appearance, but ABC News reports they have not appeared. Meanwhile, the pair is facing manslaughter charges. It might be the first time ever the parents of a suspected school shooter have been charged in the crime. And Michigan's prosecutor is calling for tougher gun laws in the state. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
We need to do better in this country.
Prosecutor Karen McDonald calling Michigan gun laws woefully inadequate.
We don't have a safe storage law. We're not legally required to store your weapon in a safe manner.
The 9mm handgun used in the Oxford school shooting found to be the same one purchased just days earlier by 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly's father.
A store employee confirms that Ethan Crumbly was present with James at the time of the purchase.
McDonald finding the parents criminally negligent in not securing the weapon from their son.
Gun ownership is a right. And with that right comes great responsibility.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
All right, big football day, of course. Utes football getting warmed up down in Vegas. The Pac-12 championship game against the Oregon Ducks kicks off at 6 local time. We've learned that Aaron Lowe's mom will be the honorary captain for the team. The Utah State Aggies, meanwhile, the men's basketball team saw its 6-game winning streak snapped last night. Utah State's next game will be against BYU. The rivalry game is in Provo on Wednesday. And your money at this moment, the Dow is off 59 points, ending down less than a point, but ending at 34,580. The S&P was off 38, the NASDAQ off as well, 295 points. KSL News time is 3:02. You're listening to KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
A pregnant woman helped rescue a West Jordan man.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
When you get off the plane in Salt Lake, you embark on an endless sojourn.
Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Hey guys, it's the Unrivaled team. Scott and Alex here. We've got a new partner on our show, and it's SRE.com. Now, what exactly is SRE.com? Imagine financing your new home purchase for 15 years fixed for as little as 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Imagine refinancing the home you and your family live in right now for 15 years fixed for as little as, you guessed it, 1.55% APR. That's SRE.com. Imagine receiving a 20% rebate on the commissions paid to lenders. That's SRE.com.
Imagine being able to pay your mortgage every month knowing you have this competitive rate. This, my friend, is SRE.com. Now quit imagining what you can do with all that extra money and get online right now to SRE.com and work with a real honest-to-goodness human being. There you'll find the help you need to get the mortgage you want for as little as just 1.55% APR. This isn't variable. It's a fixed rate. Can it be said any straighter than that? This is SRE.com.
Find reasons to rejoice this season with hundreds of nativities, family games, books, movies, and more. Bring a Christ-centered Christmas to those you love with help from Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Life has taught you many lessons. Like sometimes getting what you need also means getting what you want. Cigna feels the same way. With a Cigna Medicare Advantage plan, you get the benefits you need. Like the same coverage as original Medicare Part A and B, plus the benefits you want. $0 premium, $0 primary doctor visits, dental services, and $0 on many prescriptions. Even rewards for making healthy choices. And savings, you'll get those too. Like up to $360 off your annual Part B premium and up to $280 over-the-counter annual allowance. Annual enrollment ends December 7th, so visit CignaMedicareUtah.com today to enroll in a plan that satisfies your needs and wants. Because life has taught you well.
Benefit options vary by plan and service area. Contact the plan for details and availability of these services. You must reside in the plan service area. Cigna is contract with Medicare for PDP plans, HMO and PPO plans in select states, and with select state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Cigna depends on contract renewal.
And we do have breaking news here on KSL News Radio. The Utah Department of Health is confirming the state's first case of COVID-19 caused by the Omicron variant. The case, they say, was discovered through ongoing genetic sequencing of positive COVID samples at the Utah Public Health Laboratory. Now, the person who tested positive is said to be an older adult who lives within the Southwest Utah Public Health District and recently returned home to Utah after traveling to South Africa. The person is fully vaccinated, according to the health department, and received monoclonal antibody treatment. They say that person is recovering at home after experiencing only mild symptoms. Now, the Utah Department of Health conducted a thorough case investigation, including identifying any close contacts of the case, and they're continuing to follow that. We will continue to follow that here at KSL News Radio, and we will bring you the very latest all this afternoon here on KSL News Radio.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.